can daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Let us just quickly go over the Machlekes Rab Abba and Rab Menashe Bar Godev. Omar Rab Abba, Omar Rav Hune, Aboitza Legas, Eilo Yodis. If a person cuts anovim, the purpose is that they should become wine, Eilo Yodis, so the stems which are attached to the anovim do not have a din yad lekabel tumid because he's not interested in eating them. He's interested in making wine, so there's no need of these yodis. Rav Nashi Bagada Omar Rav Huna Hakeitza Lesachech. If a person is cutting lesachech, ain lo yodis. The purpose is he wants to use the schach, and Rashi says he really has no interest in the psoilus, and in the oichel, fakert oichel is a troublemaker, the oichel b'schach loy mi boy doesn't need the oichel at all, so if he doesn't need the oichel, he doesn't need the yad to the oichel. So, Rav Nashi Bagada said, akoitzel l'schach ein lo yodis. Man da oma akoitzel, kol shkein boitzel, de loy nichelei, de loy nimtzaye l'chamrei. According to Rav Menashe, Avadi Givis Boitzer doesn't have a din yodis because the yodis are mekalkel the yayin, they absorb the wine. Mando ma boitzer sheila yodis, avo koitzer yeshla yodis. Koitzer does have yodis, the nechelei de lesachich bohu, keheche de leile vadran. He wants that the oichel should be together with the schach, he heiched the leil of Adram. So Rashi said pshat, that he doesn't want the oichel to get lost. That's how Rashi says pshat, nechle ba'oichel ha'mechuba bahem, she'im yavdol roshe she'bolim min akashim, she'me yispazu v'yelchu le'ibud. So I had a shtikul ha'ora on this, I saw the Chazaynish in Uktzin, says that what it says, Akoitza L'Sachech, is speaking about, he has no intentions of eating it. He says, if his intentions of eating it after Sukkot, so what's the Shaila? He says, it's Sichlis Adin Yodas. What's there what to talk about? Now he's going to be Misachech, and after Sukkot, he's going to eat it. So the Zich Adin Yodas. She says, Akochach, you have to say that this person has no intentions at all to eat it. So Mamela then this is what does never Din Yodas. I don't understand. So what's Pshat and Rashi over here? The Leila Vadra Nechalei Ba'oichel HaMechuba Behem. He wants that the Oichel should be attached to the Kashin. She'im Yavdil Roshi Shibolim in HaKashim. Because if it will be separated, Shema Yispazo V'yelcho Le'ibud. And what will be if it will yelcho Le'ibud? He has no intentions of eating it. The way the Chazanish says. Pesachnish, the Pshat and Taisis is very good. He wants that the Oichel should be Mechuba now, that the Schach shouldn't be Nispaza. Al Kaponim, we have here a Machloikis. So the Gemara says as follows. Neimo the Rav Menashe Bagada Tanoihi, the Sanyem, Seichei Ta'inim, Ubehem Ta'inim. You have branches of Ta'inim, and their Ta'inim attached to them, Pachilim Ubehem Anovim, Kashim abem shiboylam, achbei deis abem tmorim. Kulam, im psoilas meruba la oichlam ksheiram. If there's more psoilas than oichl, so it's kosher lesachich. Vim lav, psula. It seems from the Tanakhama that the only problem is the oichl. So memela, if you have psoilas meruba la oichl, it's kosher. Acherem oimrim, there's another problem here. Achi you, Kashim merubim al hayodos, that you should have more kash than merubim al hayodos v'al oichlam. There's something else that's mekabel tumme. The yad amechuba to the shibolim is also mekabel tumme. So you have to have a sheer roiv that's more than the oichlam and the yodos. So al kaponim we see here. Machlokes between the Tanakame and Acherim, a person is Kaitza Lesachech, is there a Din Yodis? Acherim hold there's a Din Yodis. The Tadakam also is no din yodis. My love, boho, kamiflugi, this is the machlokes. The man sova yeshlam yodis. Acherim hold that there is a din yodis. Umar sova einlam yodis. Le rabbi abe vadei tanoi. So according to Rab Abbe said that a kaitzel lesachech, bafke a baitzel legas, is einlam yodis. A kaitzel lesachech is yeshlam yodis. So Rab Abbe is like the Acherim. Now we have a Tanakama that says Ein Lehem Yodis. So Vade Tanoi, there's no Eitze to be Miyashiv the Tanakama. So the Rabbi Abbe Vade Tanoi, he holds like the Acherim, and the Tanakama is Chaylik on this. Like the Gemara of Menashe Bagada Milema Tanoi, according to Menashe Bagada, it's the other way around. Rav Nashi Bagada holds Akoitzel Lesachech Eilam Yodis. Rav Nashi is like the Tanakamim. Now, what does he do with the Acherim? Does he also have to say this a Machlokes Tanoim? Or does he have an Eitzah how to be Miyashiv, this Machlokes, that everyone should hold like him? So the Gemara says as follows. Omer Lecho Rav Nashi, the Kuli Almi Sovri Akoitzel Lesachech Eilam Yodis. Everyone holds a kaitzel lesachech ein layodis. V'hocha b'mayas kinon. So if the tchilas k'tzire was lesachech, so there's no 11 holds like me ein layodis. V'hocha b'mayas kinon kigain she kaitzitzon la'achile. It's speaking about talachatchile. They were kaitzel. No, the kaitzel tzarech achila, so the zicha din yodis. Then later, v'nimlach aleihem l'sichach. And later, he decided he's going to use it for schach. So schach doesn't need yodis. So memele, so now I'll tell, so that is pshat now, we'll see, just let's go a step ahead of the gemara. So that is the machlokes. Kaitzel l'sachach, sichach, zicha does not din yodis. Like I said, now, here the problem was, he was kaitzer lechatchil lezeich achila. So, din yodis was chal. Now, he wants to use it for schach. Now, by schach, there's no, you don't need yodis anymore. By schach, you don't, there's no din yodis by schach. Now, the shaila is, since it was already chal, a din kabolas tume beteiris yad oichel, because the tchilas k'tzira was l'shem achila. So, the shaila is the machshove lesichuch enough to be mavkia the teiris kabbalas tuma that was chal. That means sichach takin is no din yodis, but the shaila since the din yodis was chal with a machshove can he be mavkia the teiris yodis which was chal. So then now we see the gemara benig. Ikoytzitzon laachila mai tamayu derabonim. So what's the tam of the rabbonim? What's the tam of the Tanakam? The Tanakam says that ein lam yodis, the zicha was chalad in yodis already. V'chitayim akesavri rabbonon, kiven de nimlach aleim l'sichuch. But now he decided to use it for sichuch. Now there is no need anymore for yodis, but l'alei machshavtoi. So the previous machshove, that the previous machshove was, there was a tzayra chachila, so that was machadish adin yodis. Now, he doesn't need it anymore for achila, so bot le machshavtei. Frag the gemore, by tume do we say such a thing, or mi bot le machshove bohochi? With a machshove fakert, can you be mevatel the previous machshove? Vosnan, we learned in the Mishneh, kol hakelim yordim lidei tume be machshove. All kelim, that means, let us say, a person has oir, he has leather. Now, he can do a multitude of things with this leather. If he wants to, he could use it as a bed, as a table, and when it comes to a certain matziv, it's roi for a bed or a table, so it would be considered the gmar maloche. His intentions to make shoes out of it, or to make shoelaces out of it, so then, In this form, it's not a gemar maloche. It's before the gemar maloche. So, who decides? What does it depend on? Does it have a teiris gmar meloche? Or doesn't have a teiris gmar meloche? It depends on the rotzein, the machshove of the bailam. Whatever the bailam intends to use it for, so that will be machia, that will decide if it has a teiris gmar meloche or not. So the Mishnah says as follows, kol ha-kerem yodum l'day tume b'machshove. If you have a oil, you have a piece of leather, which is now roi to be used as a table, or covering of a table. So memele, so it's mekabel tumah right now. If the bailam decided that they want to use it for this purpose, so it's considered that it's already nigmar malachtei, now it's mekabel, so now here's the din, it's yodim l'day tumah, becomes now a keli that's roi lekabel tumah. Bein oilim betumosam, now this din will not be nifka from them, hello bishini maise. That means if later he decides he has enough tables, he would rather have a pair of shoes. So this decision alone is not sufficient. He has to make a shini maise. He has to take a knife and start cutting up this leather, and that will show that he's not interested anymore in a table. He wants to make shoes or shoelaces out of it. Shahamaisa, let's see, Loshnabach, Shahamaisa, Mevatel Miyad Maisa, a new Maisa could be Mevatel a previous Maisa, Umiyad Machshove, Umachshove, Eina Mevatelas, Loy Miyad Maisa, Veloy Miyad Machshove. A Machshove cannot be Mafkia, a previous Machshove. So Mamela, so the Gemara is asking, if you are making an akimta, that this machloikis between the Tanakh, the Rabbonon and Acherim, that is speaking about that he wants to use it for sichuch. The Acherim hold that is a teres yode, so you're explaining, because it is speaking about that mitchila kotzotzom l'shem achila, and later he changed his mind. That is the case. What is the tam of the Tanakhame, the changing his mind should not be sufficient to mafkia the din yodis that was already chal. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "L'Rabbi Abba the Omar Boitzer Ein Lo Yodos." According to Rabbi Abba, that says Boitzer Ein Lo Yodos Abul Koitzer Yeshloi Vaday Tanoihi. So according to Rabbi Abba, this statement, what he said is a machlokes tanoi. Al kochei mi boy le meimer, he'll have to say, I know the omri ke acherim. I hold like the acherim. The omri yeshle. The ilu tanakama, the tanakama that says, ain't le yodis le metukim kibosei. The omar ain't le. He says, because the tanakama says, ain't le. And Rabbi Abba says, yeshle. So it can't stim with Rabbi Abba. V'i b'koytze l'achila, and if we'll make an akimta, it's koytze l'achila v'nim lech l'sichuch, it's kolshkin d'avle l'meima yeshloi. So that won't help the situation. If we'll say it's speaking about koytze l'achila, so that aggravates the problem. So koytze l'achila zichuch should be yeshloi. And sichuch is also not a hafko. V'kom arein loi. So, according to Rababa, there's no eitzit. Tanakama zicha is not like Rababa. El Ramanashi don makoitze l'sacher ein loy. Mi mitchik luk mi milsei ketanoi. Does he also have to say that his shite, the koitze l'sacher ein loy is a machlekes tanoi? Ule meimar ano omri ketanakama v'acherem pligi. I hold like the Tanakame, but Acherem Achayulik, they hold that Yeshlo Yodis. Oy mukmini lamas nisen bekoitze lachila, or maybe you could set sign the Mishnah that's speaking about koitze lachila. V'nimlach l'sachek, mishum hochi amrechem v'yeshlo yodis. That's where they hold Yeshlo Yodis, because mitchila was koitze lachila. Avo bekoitze l'sachek, Acherem moiden amidein loy. So the Gemara says, if it's speaking about koitze l'achile, so what is the spore of the Tanakama? Mi botlo machshove kabolas tume bohochi. Vafilu leinitmu koidem shenimlach. Afilu they never became tommy. Avo mi yodolam toiras kabolas tume ayidei machshove rishoyne. There was chal on the yodeis ateres kabbalas tume umi botlo kamaise b'machshove baschaise can a second machshove be mevatlo mafkia the first machshove yordim l'day tume b'machshove mishechishev olof. If he was mechashev on something, so it's yodlo ateres tume. Sheze ye gmar malachte. Kigoin, sheibde le dargish, e le dulbeki. It was ma'abid leather, it should become a bed or a table. Is kivin sheibdoi mekabel tume. So this was ma'abidit for this purpose as mekabel tume. Vi ulmole ibdoi le ritsuis vesandalin. If the ibud was l'tzoyrech ritzuis or sandalin, ain mekabelin tumachig merulim leches asandalin. Ve'ain oilim mitumosom mimachsheves Teiras Kabbalas Tume, this Machshove, which gave it a Teiras Kabbalas Tume, ein oilem be Machshove, ki goin ibde le shulchan, ule dargish. Vechi shebolub le ritzuis vesandalin, ein Machshavtoi mevat loson, so his new Machshove will not be mevatel mi Teiras Kabbalas Tume, the Teiras Kabbalas Tume, which was chal, elo bishini mais, and now he has to do a mais with it, she eat him by Ismalis, to stick a knife into it, to show that he doesn't want a table. Maise mevatel midei maise, afilu osa boi maise mechiyach metchila. Afilu he did a maise with this leather before, l'shulchan. Metchila l'shulchan. He did a maise to show he wanted a shulchan. Kegoin shekitzitzoi svivoisov liyapoisoi. That means he trimmed the sides that it should be a nice table. For shoelaces, you don't have to trim the sides. Same thing for shoes, you don't have to trim the sides. Now, kivin shenosa, so even though it was a maise that showed that he wants it for a table, but kivin shenosa an ismol boy lechatchei lesandlin, if he stuck a knife into it, to cut it to make shoes out of it, mevatel maise rishin. V'chol shken shemoytze midei machshove, shloi hoye bo maise. There was a machshove without a maise, zicher a maise will help. So memele, so we're back to the kasha. So they're asking a kasha, if this Mishnah is speaking about that he was kaitzer in letzeirech achile, he was kaitzer letzeirech achile, so then, what is the svar of the Tanakam? Vechiteime, so the Mishnah says, maybe you'll tell me alom de sheteretz. Hani mili kalim. Tachshivi, avul yoda is to tzorich achiloninu b'machshove nase b'machshove salke. So the Gemara says, let's see Rashi. V'chitei mehanimili d'loy mevatlin basraise l'kamaise. When do we say that a machshove cannot be moitzi from a previous machshove? B'keilim, tachshivi. Keilim evachshivis. Mishayotza olav shem keli, v'machshove einei noicha lahavki yashmo. That means a keli is mekabel tume because it's a keli. That means mitzad atzmoi it's mekabel tume. So if it once got a teiras kabolas tume, it once got a shem keli, so it's a keli. Now you're thinking, ois keli doesn't make it ois keli. Got a teiras keli already. Mashayin came by yodois, Yodais aren't mekabel tume mitzadatzmai. There's no such din kabolas tume. A yad is mekabel tume. The din kabolas tume is because it's a toffel to the oichel. So al toffel to the oichel, it's mekabel tume. So memele, so if I think it's not a toffel to the oichel anymore, that means it doesn't have a kabolas tume mitzadatzmai. There's a kabolas tume mitzad toffel. So I'm thinking it won't be used anymore. It's no more toffel to the oichel because it won't be used. Al toffel to the oichel. So could be over there, machshove helps. Hey, sedavke, if it's a tumme mitzad atzmoi, that it got a very ashamed, a teiras kabbalas tumme. So then machshove is not strong enough to be mavkiya. But if it doesn't have a teiras kabbalas tumme mitzad atzmoi, it's only the whole din kabbalas tumme zalts nitpal. So if I'm thinking it's not nitpal anymore, so it's not nitpal. So it automatically it loses the kabbalas tumme. The Gemara says, that's a debatable statement. Vasnan, we learned a Mishnah Nutzin, Kol yadais ha'oichlen shebosason begoyren, tahiris. Rabbi Yaisi Metamet. We learned that you had yadais ha'oichlen, then we'll have this mysterious word, shebosason begoyren, which is a machlekes ha'meroim, tahiris. So through the besise, it becomes toyer. You have a yad, and it's bosason begoyren. So now there's a machloikis amiroim what the taich bosason is. Is bishloime lamanda oma bosason hiter agudam. Rabbi, we'll see later. Rabbi Loza says bosason means hiter agudam. Now, we'll see in Rashi as follows, that the tzorech of the yadais was that Al Yidei, that the Shibolim had, there were Yodais attached to them. That means there was Psoilus, that was a Yad for the Shibolim. So, the Shibolim, I mean, there's different types of Yodais. There's Yodais of a grape, so it could be very good. You use, you hold the stem when you eat the grape. So that's a Oifen Achize. That's how you hold the grape. Shibolim, when we're up to eating the bread, there's no need of the yodis anymore. So the whole tachlis of the yodis by shibolim is that they used to bind together the stalks of tvuah. So you needed yodis. You can't bind it together till when they accumulated it from the fields and they made bundles out of it. So you used to bind it together. So the yodis were needed to be able to bind together the tvuah. So the Mishnah says, Kol yodais ha'oichlen shebosason begoyren. So Rabbi Lozer said, no, what bosason means, hiter agudam, that he untied it. That means they came, they had to make bundles in order to transport the tvuah from the fields to the goyren. So memele, so then there was the necessity for these yodais. So they were yodais. As soon as he untied it, that means he's up to the next process of disha. So then he doesn't need these yodais anymore. So memele, so this is a gili das, that he doesn't need it anymore. So okay, that's how Rabbi Loza says pshat in the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Loza, we see your yesod is correct. According to Rabbi Loza, we see that by yodais, now by untying the bundles, you're not doing any maisa whatsoever in the yat. You're doing a davar chitzoni. But from opening up the bundles, you are showing you don't need any more the yodais. So that is equivalent to a machshove. It's a gilui das. I don't need it anymore. And we see that the Mishnah says, Kol yodais ha'oichlen shebosason begoyren tahiris, that the yodais lose their kabbalas tumah through untying the bundles. So according to that, the way Rabbi Lozo says, pshat in the Mishnah, so it's good. She said, a gvaldikish tiktoire. So memele, that's pshat over here. You could say it's speaking about Abnashia Ben Gadi can say it is speaking about that it was Kotzitzon Lachila, and later he changed his mind. He wants it to be used for Sichuk. So so we see the Tanakh, Rabbi Yosi. If a Machshove helps to be Mavkiya the Teiris Tum of Yodais, a Machshove helps to be Mavkiya the Teiris Tum of Yodais. The Tanakh says, Kol Yodais Oirim Shabbosom Begoyrim Teiris. So, Meila, according to Rabbi Loza, it's very good. Elaman the Omar, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar, my bosses on mamish, that they trampled on it, they did a maise in order to be mafkiya the Shem Yodis, what machshavas alone is garnished. It's ma'ikal amemet, so then you can't say your shtik teiris. So if it's speaking about that kotzron la'achila, the way you said, so what's the svov of the Tanakhama? Why is it ain't layodis? Let us see Rashi. Shebosason lekame meforish mahi, exactly what bososon means, tahoires. The goldi daite, the loineche le bohu. He was megaladas, he doesn't need the yodis anymore. Vetiaroi milekabel tume hayodis aeloi. Now, so there's two things that happen. Number one, the yodis are not mekabel tume anymore. That means, vemison, v'loi heviya tume ala oichel. Achigiya tume boichel atzmoi. That means, in the din of yodis, there's two chidushim. There's one chidush that the yad mitzad atzmoi is mekabel tume, though it doesn't have a shame oichel. And then there's another chidush, ayidei kabalas tume v'yad, that oichel becomes tume. But over here, both don't occur. If it was bosses on its teiches. Rabbi Yosi mitame, time in meforish lekama. Bishleim lamando mahai bosses on hainu shehite ogdon shel oimrim. He untied that which was holding it together. Now how does that fit into the word bosses on? So Rashi says, loshen misboiseses bedamoyich. Misgoileles, you're rolling around. Kloima, kiven shehite ogdon, if he opened up the agat, hashibolim misgoilelim begoilem, now they're spread all around. Lafisha noichen lispaza. They were held together by the agude, now they spread out. Oi, perhaps you say different shot, loshen kano. The metageminen ve'eskanoi v'yas besisei. Kloima hechanoi ledoshon. He made it, kan is a base, a preparation, a yesod. So this is the preparation, the base, in order to enable to make disha now. That means by untying the oimrim, the bundles, so it's muchan now for disha. That's Loshen Mizbeises, a Loshen Kan, or Loshen Mizgoil. Ishapir. So then it's very good. Lekashaloch, then it's not Shver. The Ali Bey, according to Rabbeloza, Motzis Lameima, then you could say, the Kaime Rabbonon Kibosei. Then we could say, the Rabbonon hold, the Tanakama of this Paraisa, that says that Ein Lo Yodos, he holds Kibosei like the Tanakama of this Mishnah Nuktzim. Kivin Shiter Ogdon. Lehave, look a Machshove Baalm, it's only a Machshove Baalm, the Goli Daitid Le Nichele Bi Yodos. He showed that he's not interested in the Yodos Shalem. Why? Sheina Yodos Ruyis Lishibolin. The only purpose that the Shibolim have from the Yodis is that you can bind them together. Now when he unties it, he so he doesn't need it anymore. Just Megaladas, he doesn't need the Yodis anymore. So that's why it loses the Teiris Yodis. Agilidas is sufficient. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that says Bosus on Mamish. What does Bosus on Mamish mean? Shadosh on the Yodis, the trampled on the Yodis, paragli behime oibi makebes. A type of a axe. Kemoi bishimcha, Bosus on Novus Kameinu. Novus a loss in trampling. Bosus ues chalkosi. Also loss in trampling. Here there was a Maise Rabbe. That means there was a Din Yodis, and now you did a Pu'ule, which shows that you don't need these Yodis anymore. So then the Rabbonin say it's So now we're back to the Kasha and Rabbi Nashir. Ibe koitzel achila mukmislov, it is speaking about it was koitzel achila lahudael, my time with the Rabbonim. So, here there's no tana, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no tana that holds a machshova alone, kimi could be mavkiya the teires kabolas tumis yodis. You have to do a maise. So, what's the time of the tanakama by seichi taima if his kotzitzon lachil and lady decides to be misachik with them? Enfant the Gemara, Ochinami Shebosses on Mamish. It's speaking about, there's also Bosses on. So Rashi says, Plukte da Acherim Brabonon Shebosses on Mamish, Shenimlach le Sichuch, when he decided to make Sichuch, so he trampled on it. Doesn't need any more of these, but he trampled on it. So he did a maise, he did a maise. Verrekte gemore, yochi maita mayu dacherem. No, if it's bosses on mamish, so maita mayu dacherem. So what is the svar of the acherem? The acherem say that it has a teres yodis. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Da omer kerab yesi. There's a mach, in this Mishnah Gufa, there's a mach loike, it's called Yodos Eichom Shebosuson Begoyrim, is Tahiris Rab Yesi Metame. So we see by Bosuson Mamish, there's also mach loike standoim. Rab Yesi said the din Yodos remains. This nan Rab Yesi Metame. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my no, you can't stell to the Acherim by bosses on Lutzerich Sichuch to Rabbi Yosi the Oichlin Shabosses on Begoyim. Why? Bishleima ha sometime with the Rabbi Yosi. The reason of Rabbi Yosi is Chazir Lechdab Shemim Ben Lokish." Because there's still some use of the Yodis Kerab Shimon ben Lokish. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Hoyel Ru'uyois Lahoifron Ba'atar. That there is a use for the Yodis after Bosason, but the pitchfork you can now be Mahapach the Shibolim. If there wouldn't be Yodis left over, it would fall through the pitchfork. Now that there's yodis left over, so in Mela, you can be mahapachit with a pitchfork. Elohoche, but over here, so by a goyren, you still are deriving benefit from the yodis. Elohoche, lamai chozi. But here, lamai chozi. Now, let's just explain one nekuda, the Baruch Hashem, the Ritva explains our Gemara. Emerson is Azoi. Before the Tzorech of Yodis were, the main Tzorech of Yodis were La'ogdom. That was, so if a person is Kaitza La'achila, he wants the Yodis because he can make bundles with them. That's the main Tzorech. And then Yodis was Chal. When he does a Pu'ula of Bosison, so, this tzeirich becomes bottle. So theoretically, it should become now, it should become bottle the din yodis. But if there is still a tashmish gorua, that means if there is some slight benefit that one can derive from yodis, the previous benefit, forget about. That's bottle and mavutl. After bosason, that's bottle and mavutl. But if there's still some slight benefit that one can derive from the yodis, is a tashmish geruva. So the din yodis, that is the machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosi says if there's a slight benefit that one can still derive from the yodis, so the din yodis doesn't become nitka. This is a tashmish geruva. It wouldn't make a din yodis, but it's sufficient that the din yodis should not become nifka. So memele, so there is something in the geiren, there was still a tzorech, when they were mahapach ba'ata with a pitchfork, epis, they got some, this wasn't a ikya benefit, but epis a benefit it is, efsher a shimush geruwa, there is, al yidei hayodis, so memele, so rabbi yesi holds, so the din yodis don't become bottle. We still say that it's still existent. So good, that's over there. We're speaking about Oichlam Shebosses on Begeiren. We're speaking about a Geiren, which this will help us when we want to be Mahapachit with a pitchfork, so we're having some use out of it. So Memele, so we can say that the din tumis yodis still remains. Elohoche, but he was not speaking about a doyren. He's not going to eat it. He's making it for schach. This before he decided to eat it. Now it's not going to be eaten. There's no pitchfork anymore. He's making it for schach, and afterwards, he'll get rid of it. He's not going to eat it. So Memele, so what use do you have now? And he did bosses on also, he did a pu'ula that these yodis are not, and it's all beaten and banged up now. So what use do you have over here? Elohochi lemai chozi. So the Gemara says, chozi lechi sosa, that when he wants to take apart the sukkah, leminket lohu begilayu. That means this will make it easier to take apart the sukkah. So these yodes, that means, see, there's also a tashmish garua. Those, and that is the machloikis, the tanakame, and the acherim. If there is still a tashmish garua after besise, if this is sufficient that the din yode should remain, or it doesn't remain. The Chazanish asks Akasha, and Nuktzin, he asks Akasha, he says, like, the Gemara was looking for, what do you have from the Yodis? What do you have? The Gemara says, I found something. So the Chazanish asks, he says, the Gemara said, there's a poshtazach. Before we had a machloikis, that Rab Abba said that there's a din Yodis by Koitzel Asachach, ki heichad aloy levadron. So he said, there's a koitzel asachich, there's a din yodis. Keichad el levadron. Good. Now, Rab Menashe doesn't hold that there should be a din yodis, that the keichad el levadron should give it a din yodis. But now all we need is a shimush garua that the din yodis should remain. We're speaking about it was kotzitzon la'achile. Now you just need a shimish geruah. So why can't the Gemara think of this? Keheched eloi levadron. Keheched eloi levadron was such a good svore, according to Rav Abbe, it gave it lechatchila din yodis. So why can't it be a tashmish geruah? So the Chazanish says, it's other. If you hold of this svore, it's moiridik. So then, that means if you hold of this svore, of keheched eloi levadron, so the mele, it should give it a din yodis. Then don't tell me a shtik teire, so sichuch he has a din yodis, because keichad the loy levadron. Al kochach, if you hold a koitzel lesachach, ein bo yodis, you don't hold of this svore. It's other, that's what the Chazanish says. Either you hold of it or you don't hold of it. If you hold of it, it should give it a din yodis. If you don't hold of it, so you don't hold of it. It's garnish mit garnish. So my male, that's why the Gemara, they think of a new svore, a new tashmish garua, which is equivalent to Ruiz Lahifchon Ba'ata. Let us see Rashi. Ma'ika Lameima, Ibekaitza Lachil Mukum Solidel, my Taibi the Rabon, Ochinam Buk the Ham Rabon Shabosa Mamish Chanim Lachosicha. So Mosses says, what's the swore of the Achere? Mosses Krab Yoisi. So Mosses says, hi, my, Bishlaim Gabi Plukta Drab Yoisi. The Kamairi begoyren, they're speaking about Shabosom begoyren, Mikulameim, a time of Rabbi Yossi, Dafagav the Bossosom, Chozul, Mehevi Yodais, Venechlu, Shemuchu Boris, Boichel, Kamoisha Hain Boisisois, they're beaten up, they still is a Tzerech, Oil Ruiz Lahapech, Roshe Ashibolim Batar, Aidei Hayodais. You could be Mehapech with a pitchfork because of the Yodais, Atar, Fulke, a fork, Vilmolei ha-yodeis ein noichin la-hapchon bo, without the yodeis you can't be ma-hapachit, the mitach shem k'tzorim yoitzim ibein beis uk'tzel. Since the shibolis is small, so it'll slip through the fork. So she'll atar, but ishmotim imenu. V'uk sheboson chiloson, loy levatlon iskaven ele l'rachachom. The purpose of the besisa was to soften it, but there's still some shimush which he derives from the yodis. Elohoche, the boilu l'sachech, l'may chazi yodis, oichlu mishabosuson, ve'ena nagudis, but what does he hear from it? Begilaye bekashlam yoichzum v'yinot lo roshi yashibolim yomam. That's the way how he gets it off the sukkah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Gufe. Kol yodois ha'oichlim sheb... Now we can explain the Mishnah. Gufe kol yodois ha'oichlim shebosses on begoyren tahiris. Rabbi Yosi metame. My bosses on Rabbi Yechnaim are bosses on mamish. Rabbi Lozoim hiter ogdon. Bishloim ele Rabbi Lozodom are bosses on hiter ogdon. Hainu de metame Rabbi Yosi. He holds a machshove... cannot be moitzi from a previous machshove of Yad Loichel. Okay, cannot be, yeah. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan d'Amar Bosses Amamish, Amayim etam Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hoy Ruyis l'Hoifchan ba'atav. Amar, Rabbi Lozor, get it inside Rabbi Yitzchak, Loma nimshlo tfilosin shel tzadikim ba'atav, Loimoloch, מאתר זה מהפך כסתפו בגוירן ממוקם למוקם אף תבילוסן של צדיקים מהפך הסדעתי של הקדש ברוך הוא ממידס ארזוריס למידס רחמונס. That's why תבילה is called אתר ויתר עתירו בעדי מוסי. דוקטר ראשי משמוכי מטעם רבי יוסי, דקסוב המייסי זוטרה לבוטל תל השודס מיני. שאלתי אסמוירי, now all of a sudden we have a פסזוי רשי, tells us over yesterday's רבי הקשה, בגופה דמישנה דמייסי אגב גרורה בשמייטן, we brought down a מישנה, the מישנה was brought אגב גרור, we have a סוגי over here, we're not learning אוקצה now, but we hear the psakasha on Rabbi Nashi, if he wants to say, doesn't want to say ketanoi. Mishayich lemisne gufe kidegarsinem bememres amayroim. Seems that the whole meaning of gufe is when you have amayroim and a sugye, and that's the sugye, so then we take apart the memres of the amayroim, we mevaret and elaborate on it. But here we have a Mishnah that was just brought a Gav Groris, and now we have to go and take apart again the Mishnah. Vomali Rebbe Mishum Dach Mishnah Min Hataris, She'ein Mehem Shum Gemorah Bo'ilam. Lo'y Mefuresh Is Kishar Mishnayis, Lefikach Noy Gashas Lo'y Megufa Kedei Lefaris. So therefore, whenever we have an opportunity to elaborate and explain the Mishnah, we explain it. Lama nimshala agav dom hoyl ruis lapach bata nokit nam ye milsa lama nimshala dachsi bayeta yitzhir el Hashem yosaloi or by yitzhak viyata yitzhak al Hashem. We'll see soon. Let us see Taisves. Zog Taisves kol yod zaychem shabosam begoyrem tairis mishnehi beperikam edo uktsem batar beperik abo yevim taiperish bekuntres atar Flobelaz. Now, flobelaz means a shovel. V'lo yitochim. If you're speaking about a shovel, the v'lo yodis nama yochel lahapach vos atvuit. You don't need yodis. If you have a shovel, so you don't need yodis. V'hi nikreis rachas. A shovel is called a rachas. Shemetarim vos atvuit min amoit shalom. They used to go and make wind shoveling. They used to go and throw it up. So that's a shovel. Kedachsiva shezoyre berachas ubemizre. Vekan perish fulke. Here Rashi says fork, a pitchfork. Vechein ikel. Fine. So we have a stira in two Rashi's. There Rashi says it means a shovel. Here Rashi says it means a pitchfork. The Olchaner, very interesting. He wants the fan for the stira. He says there's a few more. The differences between the Gemara and Yevamis and our Gemara. There, by us, it says, Ma oto za mahapech has atvua begoyren. There it doesn't mention a goyren at all. Number one. Number two, here it's Rabbeloza, there it's Rabbi Yitzchak. Then there's another difference. There it says, מהפך דעתי של קדוש ברוך הוא ממידס רויגז למידס רחמוניס. um Reuges der Rachmanis, nur it says, Achzorius Lemides Rachmanis. So there's differences between the two Gemaras. He wants to say, Bemison, there's two places in the Torah that it says a Loshen of Atar by Tfilin. It says by Yitzhak Avinu, Vayetar Yitzhak Lashem, Vayoseloi, and it says by Paroi. By Paroi says Atiru Badi, also Loshen Ribui, Havtzor Betfilin. That Atiru, by the Makis, that Atiru. So he says, by Emerson, the Gemara in Yevamos is speaking about Yitzchok. Our Gemara is speaking about Paroi. The Gemara says, Shemahapach, Midas Reiges, Lemidas Rachmonius, and it says Midas Achzorius, Lemidas Rachmonius. So he says like this, the Masho and Yevomis is Moira. What is Pshat that Yitzhak needed? The Masho says that Yitzhak was Midas Adin, and he said the Pachad Yitzhak, Gvuras Yitzhak, Yitzhak was Midas Adin. And the union of the Tefillah was, Lachaner says, Yitzhak at Gebust Aken Nazari Tuchkein B'Midas Adin, but for the later generations, for he was speaking as a Tefillah for Deiris, he knew what Midas Adin gate is nish, but from Rachman. So he's Mevayer, so the Tefillah was to be Moira Rachman. Oiges and Rachman, that means Reiges Rachem Tisker, that means Reiges is the Tekef Hadin. And there Taki use a shovel, Takep Sazoi is Mevair, that the Pu'ula of HaTorah there was Epis Sazoi, you were Malad the Din, Mesherosha, and that brings down Rachman. So there Taki Rashi says a shovel. Here we're speaking about Paroi. He was speaking about Paroi, there was a Gzeira on Paroi. And here, it's the Mahapach Begoyrin, it's moved from one place to another place. So here he says, here Taka, it's that's what the Philoshon, it's Achzorius, La Achmonis, there was Taka Mida of Achzorius, Taka deserved an Einish. So here we're speaking about a different Atar, and here Rashi says, this is similar to a pitchfork, you Mahapach it from one place to another place. Yemhapach de Gzeire. He says, therefore it's no stir in Rashi. Rad Ben Yoyoda says, something very interesting, he says that, he brings down the Girsa Bereuges, the Mahapach from Reuges to Rachmim, he says, Tzadikim, Tfilosen shal Tzadikim Mahapaches Daita shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi Reuges la Rachmim. So he says, what's that? Tfilas Tzadikim. What's Tfilas Tzadikim? An Amala Mensch, nit? So he says, the difference between a Tfilas Tzadik and an Amala Mensch is, it could be the Nusach, they say the same. You have a standard Nusach. But he says, how much lave is put into it? The Tzadik, his lave also goes into the Tfilas. And the normal Mensch, the lave is someplace. The lave and the Tfilas are separated. That he's in the same place when they're giving Shemoneh Esrei to the end of Shemoneh Esrei. He's not flying around and doing 10 different things in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's in one place. But Al Kaponim, that's the difference between a tefillah tzaddik and a normal person's tefillah. So he says, if you add leiv to roiges, it's gematria rachim. It stims. So Memelis, he says, that's not a tefillah tzaddik. A tefillah tzaddik is pshat is that's behapach from roiges to rachman because there's leiv there also. By ados, just like the leiv is mufrit from the tefillah, so Memelis, so you have a leiv ragos. He says you have a leiv in the roiges. It's not behapach the roiges to rachman. Sagt der Mischne weiter, Messachechem benesorim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that one is permitted to be Messachech with boards, b'rameyer oisam. Nosn aleo neser shurochov arboa tfochim, ksheiro. What if he put a board which is arboa tfochim, it's kosher, u'bilvad shlo yishon tachtov, but he's not permitted to sleep underneath it. Let us see Rashi. Mesachachim b'nesorim, b'gmorim eforish pluktai, what's the machlokes? Nos nalei neser, shurochev arbo, b'gmorim eforish man ktoni lo, this is a member of Rameyer, or Rameyin Rabbi Yehuda, zotzakosh resuke, u'bovad shlo yishan tachto, b'neser rochev dalet schach posolu, k'do oma b'gmorim. L'rav alibe de Rameyer, and then the bala member of this Mishnah is Rameyer, L'shmuel l'divrei hakel. So, a neser dalet is schach posel. V'suke k'sheiro. The suke is kosher. Chagoyin d'yove eitzel ha-doifin. Why is the suke kosher? Schach posel pasels b'dalet fochem. Chagoyin d'yove eitzel ha-doifin. V'schach posel einei poisel min ha-tzad. Elo b'dalet amis. So, min atzad et pasel b'dal damas amrin en doifin akume. L'cheire, what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us a neser of dalet fochim is chach posel. The Mishnah is also telling us, Lo yishon tachtov, not allowed to sleep underneath it. I mean, for example, you could learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mesachechem b'nesom, you're allowed to be Mesachech. Rameya oisa, not allowed. Good, not allowed. To. What if he was Mesachech? No, maybe with the evidence, it's good. So it says further in the Mishnah, Bavach lo yishon tachtov. Now listen, they gave it a din of schach posel, so lo yishon tachtov. That's also good. That's also good. So it's telling us there's a bamish adin of schach posel. But the Mishnah is telling us another thing. Ksheira. The suke, nosnala neser shiroche vabot vochim, ksheira. It's a kosher suke. So Rashi comes to tell us, how is it a kosher suke? I mean, it's schach posel. Rashi says, no, it's figma, it's an akumen. I mean, so then it's moiradik modne. So, in this din, that schach posel, that's a doifin akum, is kosher, shkoyach, I mean, that's not, he's not telling us any chidushim over here. We know that the Ran asks this kash. I don't understand what the Ran answers. But the kash is a moiradik kash. I mean, so what is he telling us? Good, he wants to tell us lo yishon about the ksheir of Isis, he's telling us that it's kosher. I mean, that's poshut, it's kosher. I mean, the Oitzer brings down from one of the Rishonim, I'll say this is the Rambam Shita also, then say the Greise Teire. Other Rishonim say Pshat, you have to see it will stem in the Sugya, other Rishonim say Moedik Echidish. That nesorim, that the din is schach posel is poisel as a sukkah be'emtza. That means if you have a strip of schach posel that divides the sukkah, and the strip is dalet tvochim wide, so the sukkah becomes posel. It means if you don't have walls anymore, it's mavdil between the sichuch on this side, sichuch on this side, it passels the sukkah. So they bring from other Rishonim Amor de Kechidish. Bemisin Nesorim is Schach Kosher. It's Kosher, there's a Gzeira of Nesorim. We'll see in the Gemara why they made the Gzeira. It's a Gzeira of Nesorim. So they said, Alts Gzeira, Lo Yishan Tachtav. But the Pasel the Sukkah, it won't Pasel the Sukkah. Be'emza won't Pasel the Sukkah. So then state the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not a beautiful Shtik Teire. The Mishnah says, listen, we said Ein Mesachachim. Ein Mesachachim doesn't mean only Lechatchile, Lo Yishan Tachto, but I'm telling you, it's Ksheira, it won't pass all the Sukkah. So if Dalet Tvachim is speaking, if it's speaking about, it was Be'emza HaSukkah, and it's telling us it doesn't passel the Sukkah, then it's Meiredik, Shteitach, Meiredik and Chedushim over here. But if it's speaking about that, that's Minatzad, it's kosher because it was Minatzad, I mean, Psheira Weiss Tachois, it's telling, the Mishnah is telling us that it's kosher, Yashakoyach. I mean, that's the Din of Doifan Akume. He have to tell, I mean, the next, pretty soon we'll have the Mishnah of Doifan Akume. So then it's a bit modern, what the Ksheir is. Omar Rav, Machloikis Benesorim Sheyesh Bohen Arbo. Rav said, the whole Machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is with boards which are four Tvachim wide. The Rabbi Meir is like Zeres Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra. Aber benesorim she'ein be'marbo divrei hakel k'sheir. But if a yeva board that is less than four tvachim, it's kosh. Zuk t'rashi, machloikis mesorim she'esh be'marbo. So what's the magic number of arbo? She'roiv tikrois abayis asuyeis mehem. That means roiv of the roofs were made with such planks, which were four tvachim wide. Rameir the apostle is like Zeres Tikra. What does Zeres Tikra mean? Imarsheres bohu. If you're gonna kasher this board, you're gonna make a sukkah out of boards. Osila meimar. So then the person will ask an ilu yishikasha. Mali lesachech beil. Why should I go and make a sukkah? Where do I buy this? I go to the lumber yard where they build the house and they send me these boards. Mali lesacher beilu, mali leishiv tachas keres beisi. And what's bad if I'll sit underneath the boards in my house? Afibin is sorry, Mekura, the same boards. So Memela, what's the difference? So, Vahu, but he just is making one mistake. Vahu vada apostle. The sukkah omar rachmone, v'loi beisei shall call yemoi sashone. There's a tremendous difference. This is a sukkah and this is a bayis. Now, let us explain for 1 minute. It seems, tachsach mir, that Rashi Shita is that Rashi Daf Yud Beis said that by an oitzer, the psul of oitzer is Bloyle shem schach shel tzeil den hevi shem sukkah leo, vafilo shem sukkah shene shel chag, ele kebayis baalme. That means, and we hear on the afchesam at beis, Rashi shita is that a mokim becomes what you intended to make of it. That means, chaga sukkah is tasalocho, when does it become a sukkah, there's such a shelter of a sukkah, if you made it l'shem tzel, then it becomes a sukkah. Rashi shita is afilot, can't mind in it's also kosher. So what's, when is it a house? When is it a sukkah? What's a bayis? So Rashi shita is, it depends on what he intended to make. If he intended to make a temporary shelter, from a temporary shelter, that has a shem sukkah. So the mokim is called a sukkah. He wanted to make a permanent shelter. That's called a bayis. How successful he is. If it rains in his house or it doesn't rain in the sukkah, that's lemal lemeirik. Lemaise, his intentions and his kavonis and machshavis, that gives the shem, just like we had before by tumah, that if it's called a gemar moloch, not called a gemar moloch, is what he intended to make it. See, it's also the same thing. So he'll look at the boards. It's the same boards. So Memele, so he'll say, so just like Mali Leishev Tachas Keres Beis, yeah, if he been the Sorem Mekura, Volvadi Posel, the Sukkah Marachmona, Le Beisi Shekol Yemei Seshona, something that was made for a permanent dire, that's not a Sukkah, that doesn't have a Shem Sukkah. But if you'll be mesachich your sukkah with nesorim, which do not have dalet tvachim, she'ein roiv tikrois asuyes mem, roiv of the roofs aren't made bechlal from such boards. Divrei hakel kshere, d'loi domi letikre de ligzebur, the whole gzere doesn't pass. That means this also, you see, this is different. This is sukkah material. Who makes a tikras habayis with such small bretta? That's how Rav said pshat in the Mishnah. Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel said, B'shaim be'emar bo machloikes. Shmuel said, Pakert. When there's not all the tvorchim, then there's a machloikes. Avo yesh be'emar bo divrei hakel psulom. Zot Rashi, B'shaim be'em dalet machloikes. Ba'hu marshe Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was only marshe if it doesn't have dalet tvorchim, mishum. The ein roiv tikreis asuyes mem fakert, because since most tikreis are not made out of material which is less than dalet vachim, like as rinimbu, so why should we have the one geyser? But Rameya chayish lemiut. His Rameya was chayish yesh miut oisin tikre mehem. There is a minute amount of people who make tikreis. We make tikrois that are out of planks which are less than dalet vachim. So these people might make this cheshbon mali kairis beisi, mali kairis akosi. So for these people, they made a very exere kloli on everyone that they should not be mesachich ben esochim less than dalet, even less than dalet vachim. Frag the Gemorim. Ein b'marbo, so Gmor asks now, according to Shmuel, ein b'marbo, if it doesn't have dalet tvorchim, afilu pochus mishloish, so you're going now, Rav Meir is chayish lemiyut, that's what you're telling me. So that means that even though 80% of the amoin am, their tikris are made out of planks which are dalet tvorchim, but there's 20% of the Amoin Am that have different types of tikris. Now, in these 20% of the Amoin Am already, you'll have different sizes. You can have three tvachim, two tvachim, one tefach. These people who are not the roiv, they have different types of tikris. You can have a person whose tikris is made out of planks of one tefach also. So now, like the Gemara, according to Shmuel, that Rav Meir was geyser because it's chayish lemiyute, ain b'mabo v'afilu pochus mishloish also. I mean, if they were geyser, they were chayish lemiyute, so pochus, they have to be consistent. Or kanim ba'almen, you know. So these are kanim ba'almen. So if this is also no good, so what can you use already? I mean, these are kanim. If you're going to ask one tefach dike board already, so what are you going to be matter? If you're going, if you're chayish l'miyute. Omar Rav Pope, ochi kama. Yesh b'marbo divrei hakel psulo. Pochus mishloisha divrei hakel ksheiro. My time is kanim ba'almanino. Kipligi mishloish adabo mar sova kibin de lesnayu shir mokim loy gazrinen o mar sova kibin de nafklo meteres lobut gazrinon zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi when came my mash amara popa ochi koma Shmuel ochi koma Shmuel yesh be mabodi vakel psula שיר מוקים דיין רשוס בפוחס מהבו. לא יגזרין אם ישם תקרד, לא יחשיבי, לעסיס תקרד מהם. כי בדנפקי מתארס לובות, שימו יאווי בבוקם אחד מהם, לא ימוץ למי מלובות, שיבי לי איז דוימס לתקרד וגזרין. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara says, Lomdes. The Gemara says, Rapopo said, Lomdes, that if it is less than dalet tvachim, Kim the lessner shir mokaim, loy gazrin, it doesn't have a shir mokaim. He says, that's from Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Meir says, it's nafki miteres lovot. So there's a merdike maram, which illuminates the sugi. The maram says like this. Rav Pope just fell off the previous Mahalach. I should have said Elo. He says, according to the Mahalach, that the Rameya was Chayish L'miyute, if that's the longest of Chayish L'miyute, so then you have to be consistent. So then you have to go and Asar Afilu Atefach also, because there's a Miyut Batim that have a Tikra of Atefach also. So the Mahalach falls off of that. So it's a different Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is, they Asar something that has a Chshivis of a Tikra. That means if this alone, this board alone, can serve as a tikra, so then they asked this, they passed this for a sukkah. So now it's like this. Rabbi Yudah said, a board that is dalet tvachim can cover an area, which is dalet tvachim. Dalet tvachim, by dalet tvachim is a reshus. Kabi Shabbos it is a teiras reshus. That's a reshus. So an area that is a board that can cover a reshus has a teres kiri, a teres tikra. So that is a tikra. Chazal asa to be mesachek a sukkah with a tikra. This is a chshivas of a tikra. Not because gzeira, they asa to be mesachek with a tikra. So therefore, less than arbo, it doesn't have a teres tikra because there's no reshus underneath it. So therefore, he didn't asa. And Rameya holds as follows. That means if it is less than Gimel Tvachim. So Be'emesin, halachically, it's not accomplishing anything, because it's Sosum Saivasai. So the Mokim is halachically Mekure. So such a board doesn't have a Teres Kirui. If it's 3 Tvachim, between 3 Tvachim and 4 Tvachim, so since halachically, it is called a Pirze in the Gag. It's not Sosum. So this, so you'll have a Neser, which is Lemaise, serving as a Kiri of some sort, because without this it would be considered Porutz. So Memele, that also has a Teures Tikre, and Chazal Asod to use a material which has a Teures Tikre.